And now this is a dictation for Mark Chapotin, C-H-A-P-O-T-O-N. September 752, addresses a letter to Dr. Kissondial, K-I-S-S-O-O-N-D-I-A-L. 775-4682. Dear Dr. Kissondial, a follow-up for Mr. Chapotin, chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in March. Denies hospital visits. I did an extensive review of system, for the most part was negative. He admits drinking hard liquor, Jinison, J-I-N-I-S-O-N, at least 2 shots every day. There has been some edema lower extremities, does not do much of salt restriction. He is overweight, although down from last visit, 257 to 249. Again, other review system is negative. Medication list review. Notice the losartan HCTC metoprolol. Remains on short long-acting insulin cholesterol treatment. He's on treatment for his inflammatory bowel disease with bioactive treatment every 8 weeks through gastroenterologist in Lansing. Next paragraph on physical exam. Alert orientation 3, blood pressure was 136/60, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular, no abnormalities, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites, tenderness or masses, no edema or neurological deficit. Next paragraph, chemistry, creatinine, baseline is 1.4 to 1.6. In March went up to 2.56, repeat improved to 2.1, although this is from April, blood test needs to be updated. Sodium, potassium, acid base was normal. Calcium, phosphorus, albumin, normal. At that time, no anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute and chronic versus progressive kidney disease. I favored the acute component. This was at the time that his inflammatory bowels was not well controlled. He is now back on biological treatment. Kidney function was already improving in April. Blood test needs to be updated. We will advise with results, if further changes on diet needs to be done, we are going to monitor potassium, sodium concentration, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, anemia, the importance of controlling diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure as a way to protect his kidneys. There has been prior documented left-sided renal artery stenosis based on the peak systolic velocity above 200. This is from November 2021. We send it to consultation with Dr. Safadi, S-A-F-A-D-I, which at that moment decided for observation, no intervention. If the kidney function does not return to baseline or gets worse, intervention will be warranted. At the same time, the Doppler study is so simple to be done, we can use it to see if there is any progression. We are going to schedule testing for that. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.